We're doing Avat Chesed. We are still in Chafetz Chaim's introduction. Chafetz Chaim says like this: "Umitzvah zo hiyosa shalom gadol beninu leven avinu shebashamayim." And this mitzvah of doing acts of kindness to one another does great to bring peace between us and our Father in heaven. Moshe Amu Chazal, as the sages taught us in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi told us, "Kol tzedakah v'chesed sheYisrael osin ba'olam hazeh." All charity and kindness that the Jewish people do in this world, shalom gadol ufraklitim gdolim ben Yisrael laviyem shebashamayim, brings great peace and great defendants for the Jewish people before their Father in heaven. And shenemar, many quotes a verse to prove this. Tamidah zot, and this trait of doing kindness, hi umedet b'umos l'olam mamash, is something that stands at the top of the world, literally. If you take a look in the Torah how great it is, you'll realize that that's the way it is. And this is what the Medrash in Rus says: come and see, kochan shel ba'alei tzedakah v'gomlei chesed, the power of those who do tzedakah and chesed, charity and kindness. She'en chosin lo b'tzel shachar, they, when they need coverage, they're not covered by the shadows of the morning. You go in the early morning, so the sun is still down by the horizon. Every building gives you a lot of shade, so you think that's a lot of shade. No. Ve'lo b'tzel kanfei eretz, nor the shade of the edges of the ground. Ve'lo b'tzel kanfei shemesh, nor the edges, nor the shade of the wings of the sun. Ve'lo b'tzel kanfei chayot, nor the shade of the wings of the animals. Ve'lo b'tzel kanfei kruvim, nor the shade of the holy kruvim angels. Belo b'tzel kanfei srafim, nor in the shade of the holy angels that are called srafim, burning angels. So you'd say, who are they covered with? If the land doesn't give them coverage, the sun, the different chayot is a reference to the chayot angels. Whose coverage do they have? Ela b'tzel mi she'amar v'haya olam. They get the coverage from he who said the world should be created. As the verse says, "Mayakal chaspecha Elokim uvne Adam b'tzel kenafecha yechsayun." How valuable is chesed before you, Hashem, that mankind are under your coverage, under the coverage of your wings. So when a person does chesed, says the Medrash, Hashem says, "I look over him; he's under my wing." Ulehefech kama garua haAdam, and in contradistinction, how that is a person she'en bo midat chesed v'rachamim, who does not have this trait of kindness and mercy, shu machik atzmo ma'kadosh baruch hu, for he is distancing himself from Hashem. Shehu mekor rachamim v'chanina, Hashem is the source of mercy, of giving. V'akatuv koro b'lial avur ze, and the verse says that one who does not do kindness is considered b'lial, he does not have the yoke of heaven, he's a derelict. As our sages said, Reima Shamu Chazal ala pasuk, Pen yiyeh davar im levavcha v'liya'al leimor kareva shenat hasheva. The verse says, lest there be something without yoke, something derelict in your heart, as you say to yourself, the year of Shemitah is coming, I don't want to give a loan. Now, that's a normal thought. If I give him a loan and Shemitah comes and he won't pay me back, I've lost that money. That's not a loan. The Torah says, no, you're not allowed to have such a thought in your heart. And if you do, that's called Dvar Blial. What do our sages say about that? Heve Zahir Shelot Timna Rachamim. A person should be careful not to hold back his mercy. Shekol Amoneh Rachamim. For all who hold back their mercy, Makish Toved Gilulim, is compared to the one who does idol worship. Uforek Malchut Shamayim Alav, and he's removing the kingdom of heaven from upon him. Sheneemar Beli Ol, as the verse says, without the yoke. That pasuk hazeh shel yishamer lecha, in this verse that says, watch yourself, lest you say something in your heart. What's the verse talking about? Eino kai al miniyat hatzdaka lechud. That's not talking about holding back from charity alone. Ki al miniyat halva'a gamken. That's talking about holding back from giving a loan as well, as it seems from the Gemara in Gittin. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, and it says in the Sefer HaChinuch. So we saw today that the idea of doing chesed brings peace between us and Hashem, makes us covered under Hashem's wing, and one who holds back from doing chesed is considered not only distant from Hashem, but it can reach a point where he's considered completely without the yoke of heaven.